on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about pleasure. How much delight do you have in your life? Are you feeling the zest in everyday living? Would you like to avoid journeying down the primrose path, yet still find lots of satisfaction? Learn ways to bring more bliss and pleasure into your life as we wrap up our month focusing on All You Need Is Love. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Don't worry, this is not going to be an R-rated podcast today. So let that worry go if you're concerned about that. It's very interesting because when I was thinking about this episode, a lot of times I like to stew on things, maybe talk to my husband, friends, bounce ideas around, and do some Googling. And when I was like, pleasure, and Googling, the physical, the romantic was the thing that dominated Google, which was sort of annoying. Now, I'm not going to use any words because I don't want to get dinged by iTunes. See how creative I can get to avoid certain words. And it was disappointing because that's such a narrow definition of pleasure. And then you can think if Google is what people are searching for the most. So hopefully we're going to expand that perspective today. I also learned a new expression, primrose path. I had not heard that. And it is the pursuit of pleasure, especially when it seems to bring disastrous consequences. And used in a sentence the dictionary shared, unaware of his doom, he continued down his primrose path. We are not going to be focusing on pleasure that has disastrous consequences today. Hopefully none of it will. Today's episode was inspired by my plant medicine class, because throughout this year, as I've taken it, one of the things is that pleasure is what I would say is a focus of the training. And again, rethinking how you're looking at that, but taking in the tea meditations, doing things with such as smoking, using sage to smoke your body and using different resins and think of things of that nature. So it is about bringing pleasure into everyday life. And as I mentioned a moment ago, I really want to expand your thinking, because I was really disappointed with the Google results and how much do we focus on romance bringing us pleasure and the physical pursuit of that. It was also inspired by, she was on Full House. That's how I know her. And she was an actress. And a lot of people got upset with her. She is a Christian and is very outspoken about her faith. And there was apparently her husband, was a hockey player. And there was a photo and he had his hand on her chest. And people were really kind of went after her. And when she was responding, how I interpreted is what she was saying is, I'm married and we can celebrate pleasure. And I think that's a great attitude to have. And it was just interesting seeing people that really got upset with her. I believe we could all use more pleasure. We would be more relaxed. We'd be in a better state of mind if we were able to bring that into everyday life. If you don't have pleasure, it can cause clutter. You can create physical clutter if you are trying to fulfill that need by buying. A lot of times, if you're buying a lot of stuff, it's to fulfill a deeper need. If you don't have pleasure, it can create mental clutter. You worry less if you're in pleasure. You can't hold two opposing thoughts at once. So if you're in bliss, you're hopefully going to be mentally in bliss, right? And not creating mental clutter. And obviously, emotional clutter, if you are not having joy and bliss in your life, that can lead to being upset, being angry, a whole other host of emotions that can create clutter. And I believe it creates spiritual clutter because we are human beings. We are meant to experience this life fully, and pleasure is part of that. And obviously, if you are in a romantic partnership, that if you don't have pleasure in that relationship, that can cause tension in the relationship. I believe personally that being in bliss and being in joy relaxes you. Anything that relaxes you. I read a statistic some time ago that 80% of our medical issues are stress related, something that really shocked me. Then obviously that's going to create health clutter. And then if you're spending a bunch of money to fulfill that need, you're going to create financial clutter. What I'm going to first suggest is define what pleasure means to you. I think sometimes we're so dominated by social media and magazines and everything that this pursuit, this almost obsession, it seems like, with physical pleasure and romance, it's in our faces daily. I'm going to keep it pretty simple. As long as you don't harm another or put your pleasure at the expense of another, do what floats your boat. Do what brings you bliss. Do what brings you joy. On behalf of my father, I'm going to add what he said to me when he said he would support no matter what career choice, no matter what direction life I wanted to go on, as long as I didn't do anything, quote, immoral, illegal, or unethical, unquote. Just to make sure that I'm clear on that. You know, I remember years ago, and I think he brought it up in his book, it's been seeing a lot about it, when Matthew McConaughey was arrested for playing bongos and doing some other things naked. And I think they came to his door and he's playing the bongos loudly naked. That obviously brought him pleasure. You know what? He wasn't harming anyone and he did that. Take a moment and define what it means to you. You know, one of the things I struggled with, along with pleasure, is having fun. The German gene runs very, very strong in the Seibert clan. When I was younger, there was a time in my life where I would go out and drink. Never an issue of the problem, but everyone, hey, let's go out to a bar and have drinks. You know, I never really enjoyed fun with that. And I don't drink a lot. I very rarely drink today. But I think, again, there's like, party, woohoo, that's pleasure, that's fun. And that was never like that for me. I saw it as a thing to go along. That's what everyone else was doing. So just become aware of what it means to you. I get great pleasure and great joy out of reading. Last year was a very weird year for me because I didn't read a lot. And that's just, I mean, I'm someone who reads every night. I would try always to get off these catalog lists and then somehow I got on these lists. And so I'll leaf through a catalog to kind of relax my brain, but I didn't read a lot. I think it was a combination of things, but that's something that I really missed. And for this year, I'm back on the bandwagon of getting lots of mysteries and lots of good books to read. Define what it means to you to have joy and bliss in your life. Get comfortable with pleasure. Examine why you might not be okay with pleasure. I think this definitely affects some of us to agree. Sometimes it can be your upbringing. You are told that it's wrong or it's bad. That stuff stays with you. It's like the Full House actress I mentioned earlier. Some people are very strict. I had a friend that when she was raised as a fundamentalist and she wasn't allowed to dance, the one of the rules of the church that she attended was no dancing. So if you are raised with restrictions, if you're raised with rules, you could take, well, no dancing. Maybe you say, well, that doesn't mean any rock and roll music. And so even if it wasn't in the original saying of you can't do this, then you could see how it could easily expand into other areas of your life. And if you're raised a certain way, you know, it might bring up fear for you. Like, am I going to get in trouble? Is this wrong? Am I going to anger someone or anger my community? Amish, for example, have very strict guidelines on things that they're allowed to do. examine your upbringing and how could that be influencing you today and maybe preventing you from finding some bliss. Perhaps you think you don't deserve it. Well, you know, I'm not a good person and I did something mean and I don't deserve to have any pleasure in our life. And you think that you have to punish yourself by that. So that's about digging deeper and figuring out where did this belief that I don't deserve to have joy and bliss come from? I don't believe that's your original belief. So how did that get stuck into my head? What happened that made me think that way? I think I shared the story once. I was a junior high and I made this basketball, clay basketball, which my God love my father. He still has it. It was a West Virginia Mountaineer basketball. And you know that our teacher was basically like, yeah, you have no talent. Oh, that's not true. I'm actually a pretty decent oil painter. So where is it that it got stuck and how can you release it? If you've suffered trauma, of course, you can understand why you might have challenges with finding joy and pleasure in life. That's something I encourage you. I would just say to that, know that you can heal. Know that you can grow, you can change, you can have pleasure again. Don't feel like that's something that because of what happened to you in any way, shape, or form, that you have to continue to live life like that. And encourage you to get help, seek support, get some professional help if you have suffered trauma. But I'm here to tell you, you can heal and you can move forward in life. And again, remember during this, be gentle with yourself. Of course, you can understand why you would not seek pleasure. You know, one thing I'm going to talk about it this month because we've had some days off. So Tony found this show, Married at First Sight, which I'm fascinated about. Tony's a scientist in another timeline. And so I was like, eh, but you can't account for the X factor of the show. So we just finished season 3. Just been a fascinating process to watch. And you think, well, you might have cameras or whatever, and they act different. But I think at some point, if you're being filmed for 40 days, 24/7, your true personality will come out. Watching one woman, I'm like, I wonder if she had suffered trauma because there was such a wall up. You have all the answers you need within. Got clutter? 365 journal prompts books supports you in figuring out how to clear your clutter. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Choose from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, holidays, or compilation volumes 1, 2, and 3. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com or purchase on Amazon. You might be afraid. Maybe you're thinking if you have pleasure or bliss or joy that you could lose something. Maybe you think you'll be judged by family or friends or work colleagues and that you could lose respect. And maybe that's a concern of yours. But really, are your fears valid? And you have to remember what others do is about them and how you respond is about you. So if someone's really judgmental about what you do that brings you joy, and again, going back to as long as you're not harming someone, you know, Matthew McConaughey playing his bongos naked. He's in his house. It's not like he was in his house. So that's okay. Do you really? If you're super judging that, you might want to take a moment and ask yourself why. Or if you saw that picture of the Full House actor and thought it was inappropriate and she's speaking out saying, I'm married, I can't have pleasure, and you don't agree with that, why? Because it's about you. It doesn't matter what she does. It doesn't matter what he does. Bring it back to you. Sometimes we feel like we need permission. No, I don't know if I can do that. I feel like I've got to check in with someone. I feel like I've got to ask someone. I'm amazed at my age how sometimes I can go see my parents. I'd say it with either my mother or father. And somehow I feel like I revert back into a child instantaneously. I'm like, I'm how old? Right? Like, oh, I need the permission. I need to be the good girl, blah, 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 blah. So perhaps you feel like you need permission. Why do you think that is? Who do you feel like you need permission from? It's about digging deeper. It's about recognize the story that you're telling yourself and how to let that go. If you're super rooted in the material world and you're kind of detached from your spiritual self, you might not do something for pleasure if it costs you money, right? You're like, I don't know if I want to invest in that. And I understand that. So an example of that might maybe doing a retreat. Maybe it's $1,000 for you to do a retreat and you'd get a lot of joy and a lot of pleasure out of it. But you're like, oh, that costs too much. And it's about the nickel and dime and the physical world. Do I want to, do I want to spend that money? Because I see pleasure as more of a spiritual pursuit, not practical. So I've had people say to me, therapy is not practical. Now I would agree with that. I've been in therapy and found it very beneficial. I've worked with coaches. I found that very beneficial. It's helped support me and move me forward in life. So those are just a few of the ways that you might not be comfortable with pleasure. And if you examine that, look at that, that's going to help you move forward and take a step, because then you can get more comfortable. Oh, this is why. Well, let me see what I can do with that. So for instance, if you're religious, maybe you talk to a spiritual or religious advisor and get some wisdom from them. They might be able to give you some good input, or do some reading, or if you have a group, talk to people. And just remember that talk to people who care about you and that trust you and are non-judgmental. How can you get more pleasure, more bliss? Ooh, the fun stuff. Begin to notice what makes you feel good. You might not be aware. One of the things that gives me great pleasure is making bread from scratch. Then I make 2 loaves at a time, and it's the old school way I've got. It's called the Tassajara Bread Book. If you're ever interested in baking bread, I highly recommend it. It's awesome. He is a monk. I think he's a Zen monk, Buddhist monk, and it's a place, I think, in San Francisco. And just like the joy of punching down the bread in this 6-hour process. And then when the bread is baking in the oven, that brings me pleasure. It really does. And that's something, until I thought about it and I was writing this episode, I was like, wow, that really does bring me pleasure. And I don't know if I could have said that prior to doing this episode. I enjoy it, but I didn't really make the connection of bliss and pleasure. Pay attention to all your senses, seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, hearing. I've seen people who weep and become incredibly moved by a great piece of music. That's obviously bringing them joy. What gives you, when I go into a store, I have actually on, it's kind of velvety, I guess, my little top today. I will go in a store and my husband laughs at me, but if we go by clothes, I have to touch them. I just want to feel the material. So today I'm like, oh, I'm wearing something that feels really good. What? Cozying up with a really nice blanket, feeling that blanket, maybe having a cup of cocoa. Smells. Baking does that. It was really cold here yesterday. I made a big pot of soup, and my husband's always like, oh, that smells so good. What are you making? Or using essential oils. I love that. Smelling different things and creating different combinations with that. I've had something that I enjoy. And then taste, obviously. You can get a lot of pleasure from savoring and trying something that's really good. What tastes really good to you? And one of the things that I'm trying to do is be more mindful when I eat and taking that bite and really experiencing it instead of rushing through, because that's one of my bad habits and I'm working on doing better. Guinea dipping. If you are able to do that, hopefully in private, And I think that is a great feeling. I love being in water. I must have been in Atlantis in another lifetime because I have to have my daily bath ritual. I really enjoy skinny dipping. I think that's a really great feeling. To me, it feels free just to have your whole body immersed in water. I've wanted to try one. I have too much of claustrophobia to try one of those floating tanks, but it's supposed to be a really incredible experience, but I think it would cause an anxiety attack in me. But that's something that gives me great pleasure. What never gets old for you that brings you pleasure? Fat babies. Oh my gosh, I see a fat baby and I just want to pinch his little cheek and hold his little tummy and squishy, squishy, squishy with it. Pictures of cat. I don't know if this is a character default or means that I need some real help, but I can scroll through Instagram. I get pleasure looking at all the different cats in the world. Makes me really happy. So what is it hearing a baby laugh that you're like, you know what? I could hear it all day. I could watch it all day. I could see it all day. So what never gets old for you, which is great. And then how can you expand on that? Look to what you do every single day and see if there's pleasure in it and you just haven't been aware. Some people really enjoy the rhythm of cleaning. They feel really good when they're scrubbing and they feel really a sense of a job well done and that they really, truly, it brings them pleasure to clean. I am not one of those people. And I think that's fantastic. I wish I was, because we need to clean. Examine those everyday items, be like, wow, you know, I never really thought of it, but when I'm chopping peppers and when I'm chopping onions, I feel my mind just relax. I feel my body relax. It brings me pleasure that I am putting love and preparing a meal for my family. How can you infuse pleasure into your everyday items? So maybe you're like, yeah, I feel like kind of okay chopping the peppers and the onion, but maybe, you know what, you love music and music brings you pleasure. So you're like, I'm going to put on some awesome music. I'm going to put on some Led Zeppelins, or maybe your Indigo Girls are more your speed, and that you bring the music while you're cooking to add some pleasure. So that takes what is could be mundane into the next level. Or if you are reading and can get one of your cats to snuggle with you, although I like both of those things, that's probably not a good example. If you are sitting here at the computer and working, and maybe you can get the cat to, or you have a lap cat already and it just wants to snuggle with you. So you're like, oh, I've got to do my budget, but I can snuggle. And that can be something that's really helpful. Experiment with pleasure. Maybe you try different music to see what brings you pleasure, or movement. Have you ever watched a cat moving around? They stretch and they move and they're in the sun and they're in total bliss. How could you incorporate movement that brings you pleasure? Go back to your senses. Those are a good way to tune into pleasure. What makes you feel good? Your movement and sometimes just stretching. Oh my gosh, I know you've all done that, or having you sit a certain way and your lower back cracks and oh my gosh, that feels great. That feels like bliss. I'm also going to suggest giving back. That might be a really strange thing to hear when we're talking about pleasure today, but every time I give back, or I see an expression of gratitude in how I'm making a difference in someone's life and their joy, that brings me deep pleasure. It makes me excited to see someone else excited. And oh, or maybe I got the right gift for someone. It feels really good to see how happy they are. In what ways could you give back? And again, I always feel like when I give something that the other person gets the short end of the stick, because it brings me so much joy. Ask yourself, What makes you feel awake? What makes you feel alive? What could you do for hours? And then you look up and, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that all that time went by. What is it that just you get so absorbed in? Those are just a few of the things to consider when finding your bliss. Quick note, I think there can be a line where you focus too much on pleasure and it might not be the good kind, like a hedonist, right? Someone who has to have pleasure 24/7. And again, as long as you're not harming someone, do anything illegal, unethical, or moral, to quote my father, I think you're okay. I do think there is a place where you can become addicted to it. And you're probably not listening to the podcast if that's the case or watching. But if you know, if you do feel like you're relying and getting, seems like having to have pleasure is taking up too much of your time, then consider reaching out to someone and getting some support. Take actions from today's podcast. Define what pleasure means to you. Get comfortable with more bliss in your life. Understand what prevents you from having more zest every day. Remove your roadblocks to pleasure. Write a list of what brings you delight. Actively bring pleasure into your life. Next month, we're talking about growing into who you're meant to be. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.